In his under the lights with the Anfield, Rafferty and Adam Melia, Mike Kearney and Scott Beckett as well for this one. We're not expecting a call-up, but if we do get one, I know Josh Sexton's working his magic as we speak, we may well bolt it onto the end. But Adam, before we get stuck into Girona, maybe just a little bit of reflection on the weekend. We've just done the main show, and as far as weekends go, it did feel a little bit Christmassy, you know, those presents being given there. Having two of those three teams that we expect to be in and around Liverpool drop points, that was probably something that no one was really expecting.
It was delicious. even just the cancellation felt like a lovely little bonus. You sort of never really want it to happen, and when it was in the morning, you're thinking I'd love to get the other side of this fixture and win, but you're also kind of thinking you can see ways where it would, you know, it would realistically and logically kind of not be in our favour to play it. You know, thinking about how leggy the midfield kind of looked, missing McAllister, and it's just that how the last derby went, you know, it was very similar to that Newcastle game we've just played, you know, the constant soft free kicks, balls getting lofted in, and you saw Kelleher not looking at all comfortable, and it was just, I don't know, there was realistic clanging chimes of doom, to put it in a Christmas song sense, going through my mind. So when you're watching the Welsh League getting called off, and then the Aintree race is getting called off, thinking, come on. So when it is called off, it was a quiet, civilized bit of celebration in my house, and you just think there's no way, surely, that with the fixtures the other ones had, that you're kind of going to get anything else out of it, and as it happens, you know, wow, huge Brucey bonusing all the way through the weekend. So yeah, it just in terms of it being a weekend where we didn't play, I can't remember a better one.